East Coast Radio, and we're joined now by a Bega local who also happens to be a Melbourne Storm co-captain. He's just signed a four-year, $2.5 million contract with the Cronulla Sharks, which will be starting next year. It is Dale Finucane. And Dale, what led to this decision?
Yeah, it's obviously something that we've been going through negotiation process, for a few months now, and I guess that sort of really got to the pointy end, in this last week. So obviously, I've spent a seven-year period at the Storm, and I had a lot of friendships and a lot of success here, but obviously moving on at the end of the year and be joining the Sharks for 4 years.
Yeah, mate, it's fantastic news. As you said, 7 years at the Storm, your name co-captain. How do you reflect on your time there, and was it hard to make that decision to leave?
Yeah, it's definitely a hard decision. At the end of the day, I just had to make the best decision for my family, and that's what we've done. As you said, I've spent 7 years at the Storm and have loved my time there, and as I said, obviously had some success there and played with, a number of great players as well. So regardless of what happens moving forward, I'll always look back fondly on my time at the club and what we've achieved. But in saying that, obviously, we're sitting well on the table at the moment and heading well towards the back end of the year. So hoping that we can go as deep into the finals as possible this year.
Yeah, for sure. And there was also interest from the West Tigers and the Dragons. Can you give us some insight into, why you went with the Sharkies over those clubs?
Yeah, I mean, we're speaking with a number of clubs, over this period. Probably started engaging clubs, obviously, from as early as February throughout earlier this year. But living in the Shire before, a bit of familiarity there was led to part of the reason why. I've got a good relationship with Craig Fitzgibbon. I started playing under him in, I think it was 2014, in the Country Origin side, and I've been involved with him in those years ever since then when it finished in 2017. But obviously through the Origin period as well, he's a big part of why the Roosters have been so successful for a long period of time, being their defensive coach. So, the fact that he's a really defensively oriented coach really, struck with me as well. So I just think he's got a really good vision for what the Sharks want to do next year moving forward, and something I want to be a part of.
And you're 29 years of age, Dale. Was the four-year contract an important part of it for you?
Yeah, it was. It's obviously wanted security for my family, and I feel really good. I'm really passionate about playing. My body feels great. There's no reason why I don't feel that I can play for that period of time. So, as I said, obviously a bit of security for my family was the biggest reason for moving and what the club's going to do moving forward next year. But as I said, obviously my sole focus now is still at the Storm, but obviously that's looking forward into next year, what that looks like.
Dale, I guess just before we let you go, any comments on the local footy or, fans from around the Bega Valley Shire and South Coast that may be listening? Group 16's heating up. It's getting towards the pointy end of the season. Any advice for those young league players out there that maybe want to get to your level?
Yeah, obviously heavily tipping the Bega Roosters. That's obviously where I grew up in Bega and played most of my football. But, the Group 16 is quite well represented in the NRL. Obviously, you've got Adam Elliott, Morgan Boyle, Ewan Aiken, and the girls, you've got Millie Boyle and Kezia Apps as well. So, I mean, it's definitely well represented for how small an area it is. But, I guess anyone else who is aspiring to get to those levels is obviously, the hard work is what's going to get people there. But I know there's definitely a pathway for people to achieve it, and that's seen in the number of players that we've seen represent NRL clubs.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said, Dale. And anything else you'd like to add or any message for your supporters back here on the South Coast?
For the Storm supporters and the South Coast supporters, I think at the Melbourne Storm we've obviously got, it's obviously been a tricky 2 years, 18 months, 2 years, obviously with COVID, and we haven't played many games at Amy Park, so that's been disappointing for the membership base. But I mean, interestingly, we've actually the most members we've actually had was this year, given that the pandemic's going on. So I guess the support that those guys have shown has been amazing, even though they've been obviously down in Melbourne. But similarly with the South Coast, the number of messages we've got over the last couple of days sort of congratulating me on the on the new deal and the achievements, I guess is really humbling to know that a lot of people back home are really supportive. So thank you.
Absolutely, Dale. Well, we wish you all the best for the rest of the 2021 season with the Storm and then 2022 and beyond with the Cronulla Sharks, and the South Coast is right behind you, mate.
No worries. Thanks, James. Appreciate it, mate.
Thanks, Dale. All the best, mate.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye.